Welcome back, everybody. Didn't I just see that Shaboozy has a new squeeze?
Oh, does he? Like,
I thought he had like a new famous squeeze that he was I thought I saw that in the gossip pages.
Wow, does not waste any time. Emily Ratajkowski, ever heard of her?
Ah, the Blurred Lines woman.
Huh? Guess, yeah. The what?
Blurred Lines woman.
No, I thought she was a tennis player.
No, what? She is a model and actress. Ratajkowski.
Nah, she was in Blurred Lines video. She was in Gone Girl.
Oh, okay.
Emily Ratatouille.
Yes. Oh, naked in Blurred Lines. Topless.
Well, that's what made Blurred Lines was the nakedness.
Never saw the video.
JPEG says she's always naked.
Hey.
Well, if Shaboozy wants a month free of Blue Chew,
oh,
all he has to do is go to bluechew.com and use the promo code SHOWPONY.
Yeah. Nice.
Which is almost like Shaboozy.
Hmm. Yeah. You don't think he can afford his own subscription, though?
If he just wants to dabble, he wants to try it, you know, go to bluechew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY, gets a month free. Mm. I'm a fan. I'm trying to help him out. He's giving me a lot of good music this summer.
Yeah.
He's giving you one good song.
No, he's got good songs.
You got other songs?
I like his album. I like his album. I wasn't like J-Fig. It took a month to listen to an album.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez.
Wow. I listened to Shaboozy's whole album when I was on my way back from Georgia. I was like, this is good.
Wow.
He's good.
You've been doing a lot of
He's got a future with Shaboozy.
Is it considered country? Because he's a rap artist.
It does a little bit of both. He's got some country songs. He does some with rap. You know, he's not going like Lil Durk, where he's just, when he's country, he just has Morgan Wallen do the country parts. Like, he has his own country parts.
All right.
Lil Durk, anytime he wants to do a country song, he goes, just calls up Morgan Wallen. Hey, Morgan! Just got a part for you.
Tap into that real quick. You know, get that market. Appreciate that, Morgan.
Yep. Well, that's what this fraud Post Malone is doing.
Ooh.
I saw this Post Malone. He's got like a who's who on his entire album. I'm like, what are you, DJ Khaled? You're just using every big country star known to man?
Yeah,
do
but
your own work, here, Post Malone.
Here, here's the difference, though. Post Malone is a hell of an artist. If you're just getting to the point now where you're saying that, you haven't listened to any of his other stuff.
I've heard his songs. We get it. I know what Post Malone's whole bag is, but I'm just like, of course he's going to be number one country artist. You got everybody. You got a damn Team USA version of, he's got, might as well have LeBron, Steph Curry. Hmm. Oh, who's the greatest basketball player known to man? Post Malone. Why? Hmm. Look at his teammates.
Hmm.
He's coattail riding.
That's basically that's basically what they say about Tua.
That's what they say, Tatum.
You're coming after Post Tatum. Malone, though, of all people. Like,
yeah. I know, like, yeah, I'm like,
that's rough.
I need some help. Get some more. We know.
Wow. Well, not to get too far from what we were saying earlier, I'm coming back with some more Shaboozy on this next break because good album. Good album.
J-Fig says, Georgia and Kendall, big difference. I got to tell you, J-Fig, when school's back, the drive, not really.
Same thing.
Kind of the same.
Hey.
Especially if a train hits.
So I know next week, we all going to be.
Next week is going to be bad, dude. It's going to be. Is Broward or Dade or like Palm? Like when?
So
when,
my daughter's school bus picks her up not close to the house.
Mm.
So you have to drop her off at like 8:15. And I'm like, okay, if I drop her off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm gonna be coming to work extra early, but that's gonna put me in more traffic.
Yes. Ugh. It's a vicious cycle.
Damn kids.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Fins, Falcons, tonight, 7 o'clock. I've been talking about it.
Are you going to take a little nappy poo or
get
some lunch?
Just had some lunch. Wife had a school break, so she brought home some Chipotle, which was delicious.
Oh, Chipotle.
Wow, I don't get that.
So that was good. The best thing, this Chipotle we have by our house, game changer, because they have the pickup window.
Oh, what?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Y'all live in an area with a lot of Latinos?
What?
Okay.
Not really.
I'm just saying, because, you know, the pickup window is big in that community, because they used to picking up the little coffees. So
yeah,
any Cuban restaurant or whatever,
yeah,
they got the pickup window.
But you got,
I got a Publix not too far from my house in, I want to say in Pembroke Pines, they got a pickup window.
Tobin is Hostess Malone.
Get big.
That's pretty good.
Point for Twitcher.
I gotta tell you, that sounded like something I would say, but it didn't. I didn't pick up on it quick enough.
We will get a look tonight at Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, that's right,
Michael Penix Jr. of the Falcons. That's a little intrigue tonight. Javon Holland. He says Falcons got a good situation at QB. Don't know what all the drama's about.
I think that's great for both of them. I mean, Penix being somebody that is new to the league but also has high talent, and Kurt being able to like mold somebody and somebody grow underneath him. I feel like it's the same as Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. Like, you know, you get a young guy that's talented, and you also have a number one quarterback, and then you just build the young guy, and as the number one quarterback who has been in the league for so long and has all this experience, it's just bestowing that upon the young guy, and he can grow 10 times faster. And so when Kurt is done and he's ready to hang him up, then all of the knowledge that Kurt has, and Kurt is a very knowledgeable quarterback, he can bestow that upon Michael Penix, and then he can have that same type of career that Kurt has had at a high level.
Kind of like what we did with Tua.
I think so. You're saying that Javon Holland's taking pot shots at Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No.
That's what I heard.
Organization.
I get what you're saying, Leroy. Pot shots at Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm just saying, correct me if I'm wrong. When we were talking about drafting Tua and all the questions, I had some questions, right? And you go, dude, he's not even going to play his first year. He's going to rehab and he's going to, you know, learn and grow and get stronger. Was this not the answer? This is the conversation we had before Tua got drafted. 3 weeks into the season, Tua's playing. I'm like, oh, okay.
And then you have his quarterback who he took his job from. Oh, he was fired. Oh, oh, I had to sit in Zoom meetings. Yeah, didn't make it easier. And he has one lucky pass with his head getting twisted off against the Raiders.
That looked crazy.
Never heard the end of it.
Let's go pass.
It was objectively a great play. It was
pretty good.
Still never made the playoffs.
He was actually the answer to a trivia recently, and I just rolled my eyes because I knew it immediately.
Do you think they're going to stuff him down our throats with every commercial again this year, or is that going to go to Jason Kelsey?
I think we're over him.
Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
I hope that goes to Jason Kelsey.
We're over the Fitzpatrick whole era, right? I think we're done with that. Brady's on TV now. Kelsey.
Right?
Come on. We can move on now. It was fun while it lasted.
I mean, we're still getting them week two with that stupid Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's do another interview. Pretend we're friends.
Gosh.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
T.T. Rodriguez.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
How old was he?
It's rough.
88.
Oh, no.
Rest in peace, Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi.
You know, he would not. Like, when we played in this golf tournament with him in New York, he would not shake anybody's hand who had an earring in their ear.
Why?
Men don't wear earrings.
Strange.
Wouldn't shake.
Where was he from?
Hand, though?
Chi-Chi is from...
Rio. Where the hell is that?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Wow. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Chi-Chi.
I think his real name is Juan.
You are right. Juan Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I think I got a Chi-Chi in my family.
on a side note.
What, you guys don't have a Chi-Chi? Yeah, I got a Chi-Chi, a Cookie, a Lala, Tatica.
I know Cookie.
Yeah, Cookie's crazy.
Cookie's crazy. Yeah. Cookie was greeting everybody like she threw the party.
Yeah. Oh, man. Stole from you.
I'm Cookie.
She was claiming centerpieces before people even sat down. I'm like, can we get a second Cookie, please?
Hey, wait. Everybody got. Wait. Tell me if this is not accurate.
Yeah.
You have a little function at your house. Mm-hmm. There's always a family member that come over with Tupperware for leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why do we have so much butter? Oh, okay. No, these are empty. Yeah, like, these are empty. Okay.
I have to direct them to the visitor's food, because they go through all my refrigerators and I see somebody coming out with snacks. I'm like, hey, where'd you get that? Oh, your pantry is full of snacks. I'm like, yeah, that ain't for you. There's a family that lives here when you leave.
Oh, man. Go to break there, Tree Frog Rodriguez.
Okay. Everyone has a...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
That's Pitbull sampled that, but it's actually music from another song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, now the owner of FIU Stadium. And number one fan of the Dolphins.
Oh, God. Okay.
Dude.
The only fan of the Dolphins.
Dude, stop. That has to end.
No, I don't want it to.
No.
Minus one.
You see who's in the lab?
Oh.
Khalil Ware.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Nice. Khalil Ware. Okay. Posting this morning. He's in the lab.
Nice.
In the lab, the gym for them?
Well, the lab's in the next room. I mean, he could just, you know.
He's in the lab.
He's there. What do you think? He's just there just to lounge? He's going into the lab.
You are certainly making a lot of assumptions.
Am I? I'm making a big assumption to say he's going to go upstairs?
He went to the building?
Yeah, it's upstairs in the building. Or is the weight room also the lab, or is the lab only the court?
The lab is the weight room. You can be in the lab and weight room.
No, the weight room's like, the next room.
Remember how you swore up and down Tyler Hero was getting swole?
You know, I saw today.
You wanted to retract on that?
I don't want to retract on it because I saw today Ira Winderman in his Ask Ira column. He had somebody asking about swolled up Tyler Hero, and he's like dismissing it. I'm like, why are we dismissing swole Tyler Hero?
Because Tyler Hero is not swole.
Dude, he's not only swole, but he's got.
There's a difference between being swole and being fit, right? Sometimes you get ripped because your body fat drops. But you don't really lose and gain a whole bunch of weight. It don't make you swole. When I think of swole, I'm thinking somebody that weighed 210 and then come back and they 230 looking yoked.
I'm telling you, dude, he is beefing up. Because
you
up.
Can see muscles, you think people are swole. That's not the case.
No, that's not the case. I'm telling you.
Yes, it is. You say, ooh, look at those guns. He's swole. No.
It's not how I act.
And during the course of your career,
hmm?
You're going to get in better shape because your workouts are going to better reflect what you need to do. So, of course, you're going to get more muscular and more fit and more things like that.
Here is the column. It says, will Tyler Hero's off-season muscles provide a mass statement for the Heat? Ira, Tyler Hero looks like he's having another buff off-season. Could he wind up playing as a three? Well, that's not going to happen. And Ira writes, while there's something to be said about bulk, how many times have we already seen Tyler Hero muscled up on social media during previous off seasons, only to see him winding up missing extensive time? Mass matters, but what matters more is Tyler Hero's attendance. And after only playing 42 games last season and no more than 67 in any of his seasons, the Heat are better when Tyler is available. So, yes, that means they need availability to be his best ability. As for positional alignment, I can't see many lines where Tyler wouldn't be the one or the two.
Agreed.
That being said, he's been in the lab.
No.
He's been in the lab, dude. He has been in the lab.
Even Ira said, stop it.
Now, he didn't say stop it. He's just, you know, he makes a good point.
He said, it doesn't matter. It's not going to show me that all that muscle and all that going to enable you to be available for more than 67 games.
I was watching Tyler Herro on TikTok the other day, and I could tell that this guy is locked in.
Why exactly? What made you see on his social media? Like,
oh dude, he was just draining buckets, you know? You're just like, okay, this guy, he's locked in on TikTok.
Can I just say, you're ridiculous.
I don't think I am ridiculous.
Right. You're not tired of the song and dance every offseason with him. Don't you just want to be kind of more like show and prove? Like, there's other people you can focus on.
I focus on everybody.
I know. Remember Josh Christopher? Oh, that was fun. Remember that?
I do remember Josh Christopher.
He hasn't let you down four summers in a row.
Well, Josh Christopher, like, here's the thing. I like the idea of the Heat poaching first-round failures now as the new thing. Mm. Like, enough of this, you know, getting, you know, sharpshooters from DePaul, you know, who end up leaving you for $70 million. Okay. Start finding everybody else's busts and then make them good. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
You know? Because how many Max Struces can you find? Well, apparently the Heat a lot. But either way, you go and you find this Josh Christopher, you know, former first-round pick, and then it's like, Rockets going to blow it because they're the Rockets.
Yep.
We'll fix them.
First-round talent.
Yep. First-round talent, dude.
Solid, solid pickup. But that's why I'm saying.
Serbia really deserved to lose yesterday. How dare they not play Nikola Jovic?
First-round talent.
Really a disgraceful decision by that coach, and he has the audacity to go out here and blame the officials. Refs. How about you blame your rotations?
That's more like it.
You know, like, let's be real about it. Coach Serbia, you know, you went out there and you got arrogant and you played old timers rather than the next generation. Was this man not there arm in arm with you, starting for you over a silver medal team last year? Reap what you sow. Enjoy the bronze with your so-called MVP. This is why I would never root for them.
So who they play in the bronze medal?
Germany.
See, this is why I never root for them.
And they play – why are the games not back-to-back? They play first thing in the morning.
I don't know.
They play at 9 and or at 8, and the gold medal game's at 3:30.
You know who else is in the lab?
Who?
Kevin Love.
Love.
Nice. He was in a plunge.
What kind of lab is he in?
Well, it looks like he's in some kind of mystical garden here.
No, he's in Minnesota.
That's what? How can you tell?
I mean, it's not out of
California.
Question.
Where he's from.
All right, I got to find out.
It ain't Florida.
He looks like he's in a forest.
He's in Zach Sealer's backyard.
Nah, because Zach Sealer would do that in a garbage can.
I think Zach Sealer's ice plunges only are concocted of lakes where there was actual ice fishing going on.
I'm telling you, he's in Minnesota. It looks like Minnesota.
You think he went back to Minnesota?
Yeah. You think he got rid of his place?
Yeah. I feel like Carl Anthony Towns lives there.
Or let me, how long, he was in Cleveland a long time too. He might still have his place there.
I don't know, man. I think he's probably living.
Love's lab is located at Century Village.
After signing with the Heat, Kevin Love sold his home in Cleveland, so we know it's not that.
All right.
JFix says it's about the trees.
Yeah. That's why mystical? I know it's not California. It could be Northern California, though.
Interesting. Well, anyway, he's getting what he's got going on.
Want me to call him?
I mean, if you could, that'd be really nice. Yeah, for sure.
You want to call Kevin Love?
I'll call him. Ask him where is he.
Love!
Kevin, where you at, buddy?
What, have you golf with Kevin Love?
No.
Oh, just a Minnesota thing?
I knew KG before he became a cranky old man. Because remember, he got drafted right out of high school.
Yes.
So he used to be on our sidelines all the time.
Ah, yeah. Then became a bully. You guys hear that Steven Adams story that came out recently?
No, what happened?
Where apparently Steven Adams' rookie year, KG was lining up against him. KG, notorious trash talker, you know, began talking that stuff to him. And his response was, "No English, buddy." And KG left him alone.
Oh, wow.
wait. Yeah.
He very clearly speaks. He's Australian.
Where is he from? He's from Australia. They speak English.
It's a great move.
He's from New Zealand, I guess.
Wait. And KG didn't respond, hey, y'all speak English, don't you?
No. Apparently, he didn't know until this story came out on social media, and KG responded via Twitter saying, I got you at the next LA Fitness run.
Hey, that's great. Hey, by the way, that is hilarious.
You guys want to know something
even more? Two ways. One, that he got away with it, and KG thought he didn't speak English.
You guys want something even more surprising about Steven Adams, proud New Zealander?
He's like 23?
No, he's 31.
Still, he been. Wait,
I was thinking he was,
he's older than 31.
I thought for sure he was older than Kevin Love. For sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is so man. 31. When's the last time? What? Like, I feel like he's had like an ACL injury for like two straight years.
I haven't seen much of him, right?
I don't know. Great move by him, though. Very savvy. Yeah. Savvy for Steven Adams.
He said he would have cried had KG talked to him.
Yeah. No, he's notorious. I think Chris Bosh said that he gave him the worst trash talk of all time because he called him a mama's boy. He goes, that really bothered me.
You know, Crowder talks about this when we do our comedy sets where he has his insults, you know, in the chamber already. Whether or not they apply to you, he already knows what he's going to say. Yeah. He said only one time he managed to say something that actually hit someone the wrong way. I believe it was a Patriots player. I can't remember exactly who it was, but
yeah, he got into a fight with Matt Light.
Yeah, that was different though. That was maybe it was that guy, but I'm not sure. I know he got into a fight with Matt.
Didn't Matt Light grab his dreads?
Yeah, it was intense. It was intense. I think he mentioned something.
I saw a fight with Corey Fuller. And who's the center for the dirtiest player? Winters for Green Bay?
I don't remember.
They got into a fight, and Winters spit on Corey Fuller. And that's a no-no. And
Frank Winters.
And Corey poked him in the eyes like the Three Stooges.
Hey, listen, this was in 96, and he got fined $30,000 for that poke.
Yes! Yes! It was him and Frank Winters, right?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yep. But you couldn't see the spit. All you could see was him poking him in the eyes. So yeah. He got the fine.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more to this.
He hit his shit on the shine wall, but he good, he gonna be alright. We just left Whiskey Row 30 minutes ago, and he's still seeing
here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Ooh, happy Friday. Indeed. Man, I am just basking in all of this Jason Tatum Twitter fodder that's going on right now. It's good.
Wow.
His mom is demanding answers on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was a fake story. Then I checked. I was like, oh, real.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't expect that. Like, I knew that we were making a big deal out of it because I know that we're a bit biased.
Boston fans are furious. Boston fans are furious about it. Which makes me happy.
Yeah.
Which makes me happy. This is like a double gold medal. Because it's not only winning the championship, but doing it with their sweet baby prince. Which, by the way, you'd think they'd be happy because two of their players are playing great. Yeah. Two of their players are out there doing good things. Nah, can't be that. Gotta have your cake and eat it too, you chowder heads. Anyway, we'll get to it. But first, let's mix it on up, dude! Ooh.
Hello, Jennifer.
We did that already.
Hey, Roy.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today, Marcos?
All righty then. Let us get to a mixed bag, if you will. Today, we got a preseason game for our boys. But that is not the only rookie we will be watching this weekend.
Really?
Whether it's on the field or in Hard Knocks, Caleb Williams has been making his name known around the league. Now he has something that I know is going to bother Leroy.
Oh, no. What's that?
He has named his top QBs. One of them? Makes sense. The other one? Leroy's not going to like.
Stafford is probably... I don't think I can name two or three quarterbacks that play the position better than Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
Not obviously playing right now. I'm not saying...
42. He was 42 on the list.
I don't know how he's 42.
You're telling me he's better than Josh Allen. He's better than like that. That's...
Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers right now in the game is my number one QB. Yes.
Which one?
Obviously, last year he got hurt and things like that. So that's, you know, it kind of varies for the top 100, but...
You don't play Aaron. You play Matthew, though. You know.
Yeah, Matthew's week top four. Two in the league.
Who's this?
This is Caleb Williams.
Okay. Well, isn't he an LA guy?
He played for USC.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's from LA. I'm not sure.
Matthew Stafford is awesome. You know, but he does have that 0-16 on his record.
Right? He does not.
Why not?
Because that was the year that they got to draft Matthew Stafford.
Oh, okay. So he came after that. All right.
You would hold 0-16 against him like he's Cleo Mother Bleeping Lemon?
they hold the first 2 years against Tua.
What?
Even though the organization was playing defense against
Hold on. Let me get this straight. You would have held that against him if that was a thing?
No, I'm just saying people do. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I don't have a problem with what he's saying.
Expected better from you, Leroy.
What? No, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Expected better from you, dude.
I think he got lost in Detroit.
He was doing his thing, but Detroit has a funny way of fizzling out careers earlier than they should be.
I mean, it did throw for 5K, had Megatron.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, Detroit. Who could survive Detroit?
I mean, you know, when I first got into the league, Detroit was good.
Yeah. Barry Sanders.
They went to the playoffs with Barry Sanders and Jerry Ball and... didn't they have a wide receiver from Miami?
They were the only thing that held the Dolphins is not having the longest winless playoff.
Didn't they have a Blades?
Yeah, they had Benny Blades.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, they were good.
Meh.
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 Meh. Okay.
What else you got, Marcos?
Staying on the track of rookies, hearing from Dolphins rookie Malik Washington.
All the rage this week. Yeah. Dude catches everything.
Absolutely. But he's not getting too ahead of himself. He refuses to blow this first preseason game out of proportion.
100%. I think it's one of those where you can't work it up to be something huge and big. You got to go out there and play your game. It's football. It's what I've been doing since I was 6 years old, man. So I got to go out there on Friday night and I got to give it everything I got.
I know what he's bringing to Hard Rock.
What's that?
Those hands, dude. He's got hands.
Yeah.
Hands.
It's good.
5'9", but hands.
You know what's crazy?
5'9". I didn't know he was that small.
We talk so much about the speed of a wide receiver or whatever. We tend to not talk about how good they are at the two most important things playing the position, running routes and catching the football. Mm-hmm. You notice that? We don't even talk about it. We talk about, ooh, big size. Ooh, he can run. Ooh, he's fast. We don't even talk about his ability to catch or whatever. Like, man.
Yeah, this dude is known for having suction cups. Mm. Calm down, Marcos.
Hey, you know, I'm just thinking. You know.
Marcos, you thought you were the only one that could walk up the side of a glass window?
Fair, you know. We'll see. Who's the last frog standing there, huh?
He's like, look, I can hang on with one hand. Can you do that?
Yeah, I am looking forward to seeing him. I wish Taj Washington was healthy, but apparently he's going to miss the year. That sucks.
The whole year?
Yeah, apparently so. They don't even say, I don't know what his injury is, but he's on IR and he's apparently he's the reports are he's probably not going to play this year. Ooh. Which sucks cuz Lincoln Riley, when I was in, it was like one of the only good parts about being in Indianapolis, Lincoln Riley telling me he's like my favorite player ever. And I was like, "Oh, goosies," wow. But he's not playing this year.
Okay.
All right.
So I guess if you're on IR, you don't, I mean, like, he's not going to count against the roster. So then is essentially next year his rookie year that happens?
I don't know if they do that like they do in basketball.
Mm. What else you got, Marcos?
We talked about it briefly earlier, the quarterback controversy going on currently in Pittsburgh. We don't know necessarily, I haven't checked any recent reports, who will be starting for the Steelers offense. But Russell Wilson has already made it known, I always want to play in the preseason.
I want to play. I mean, I think anytime you get the strap on the pads, it's a blessing, you know. And no matter, you know, if it's preseason or if it's regular season, obviously, which matters a lot, and postseason more importantly. So, you know, just to be out with your teammates and everything else. But, you know, the good thing is I get to take everything in and just learn and just be in that stadium for the first time. I can't wait. You know, it's going to be amazing to be in Acrisure Stadium, you know, wearing the black and gold.
Ah, shut up. What are you running from there?
Oh, my God. Jeez. You
wearing the black and gold.
Yeah. Yeah. You're black and yellow, right? It's black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, no one says
you don't play. Can somebody let him know he doesn't play for UCF?
Already starting off on the wrong foot. No one says that, dude.
Like, in his efforts to be so genuine, he does seem so fake, right?
Hey guys,
like Russ, even with the I was doing lunges in the hall in the aisle and stuff like that. Yeah. Like
hey guys, Russ here. I was thinking about something, Steelers Nation. You know, they call them the terrible towels, but I think we need to reflect positivity. What about the terrific towels?
Okay. That would definitely
get him right the hell out of Pittsburgh.
Spicy. Spicy.
Let's keep a positive energy here, huh?
He's weird, dude.
What is his slogan now that he is in the Steelers? Because it was ride on or whatever the hell it was. It was go Hawks. Yeah. But what does he say now? Like, what does he say to sign off his videos?
Nothing, because they don't play that. Them nope. Some blue collar iron workers. They ain't in for the no.
I feel like Mike Tomlin's going to be sick of his ass. I just got to be honest with you. Like, I don't picture Mike Tomlin dealing with the nonsense, like the empty calories. That's just not Mike Tomlin.
That's what he's going to say. Hey, we got too many guys up here with empty calories. you know, he's going because he just tell it like it is.
All right, what else you got, Marcos?
Last one comes from Leroy's former teammate.
I know. Who is that?
That is none other than Hall of Famer Chris Carter.
Yes.
He was a Dolphin.
Another guy who caught everything until he was a Dolphin.
Yeah.
Father Time makes everything a little bit off.
Yeah. So does that South Beach water. He caught a case of the South Beach flu when he came down here.
He lived down here, so it did.
Yeah, I heard what happened.
The Boca Fast program.
Mm-hmm. Chris Carter, though, apparently had a less than friendly run-in with Brendan Tobin's boy, Skip Bayless.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, indeed. Chris Carter claims he once threatened to punch Skip Bayless in the bleeping face. This is the former Vikings receiver.
They're doing the show. I do the show and everything. And then all of a sudden, this is when the Tebow phenomenon was going on. So I come on there on a Monday and, you know, we're trading barbs and everything. We go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then I just level set it and was like, listen, if throwing the football is important in the NFL, Tim Tebow will never be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So he got defensive and then he came back and said, well, that's why you didn't win a Super Bowl. which got nothing to do with nothing. We went to commercial break. I took my earpiece out and I told him, I'll never be on your show again. Yeah. And if you ever say anything like that to me again, I'll punch you right in the face.
Oh, man.
That's good.
But yeah, ooh, like, geez. Again, that's, you see what I mean? That's the difference with how Skip thought he could just go at people because he was untouchable. But I would tell you what, athletes are competitors and they can take a lot, and we've taken a lot, but that's too much, right? That's too ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I wouldn't even told him. Like, sorry, I'll take the L.
His social media has become very sad now because he has no place to do his takes. So now he's doing his takes in front of what looks like a Viking door. I don't even know what's going on here.
Nobody cares.
Look at him.
Okay. Is his, like, arms behind his back? Like, what is
it? Yes. Like, he's trying to be muscular.
Is this how he does his takes now? He's just like,
that's how he does his takes now.
Is he a line leader?
And looks like nobody cares.
Wow. Yeah, I can't imagine a lot of people.
Here, Skip Bayless legitimately believes that he gave all those other guys an opportunity in the business. He doesn't think that everybody was watching them go at him. He doesn't see that. And so, yeah. I'm just glad that, like, listen, I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Oh, he's also, I mean, that he hasn't gotten punched in the face?
Yeah.
Well, the famous story is what, Troy Aikman, didn't he ask his lawyer? He said, what would it cost me? And it was, he said, $2 million. He goes, if it was $1 million, I'd do it.
Yeah. Like, that's, that, do you understand?
That was before, like, he was on TV. That was when he was just a Cowboys.
When you have that many people that feel that way about you, right? What you're doing is not good. Like, that, no, like, I don't care what anybody's, like, keep in mind, like, a lot of times a lot of athletes go on these shows for nothing.
Yeah.
And they go on these shows to get attacked like that? Like, you know one of them was going, like, it was coming to an end.
His love of Tebow was very strange.
Especially weird. Especially Shannon Sharp is one of the coolest dudes out there.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to get, if he got to the point that he got to, if it was anybody else, he would have got some hands. And Skip still, to this day, doesn't believe that. He don't understand how many people sat across from him and was this far from just taking the L. How much is going to cost me?
Wow.
Sorry.
I just,
in the kitchen.
I just read what Skip Bayless used to describe Troy Aikman in one of his books. I can understand what Troy
Aikman, he implied that he was gay.
Gay, game-tanking racist. That was a three-word description he used.
It's very bold.
That is.
But that's my point. Like, when is too much when you got to work with these guys?
How does his orientation come into play, though? How does that?
Something tells me Troy Aikman never made a first take appearance.
No.
Yeah. No. Safe to say.
And well, wasn't he on? No, he did Monday. He did, but originally he was on Fox, right?
He was originally on Fox, yeah.
Yeah, he never
did that show.
Yeah. No chance.
We will take a break. Final hour coming on up.